I want to talk about Norma. When did you and Norma get married?
We got married on September 29th of 1979.
All right. And how did you meet?
Well, my next door neighbor worked at Ad Inc. with where I worked. And he came in one day and says, I want you to take my next door neighbor out on a date. She's single. And I put him off and put him off. And finally, after the third time, I said, all right, one date, and that's it, if you leave me alone. So we went out, Norm and I went downtown to the Interurban and had a three-and-a-half-hour dinner, and a year later we were married.
Wow. She was, her personality, you'll describe it more, but she was very outgoing, wasn't she?
She was, and she was an extrovert, and she told it like it was.
And then she died in January of this year.
Correct.
Tell us what took her.
Well, she had dementia.
Yeah.
Vascular dementia.
Yeah.
And she was out at St. Simeon's, where I was actually with her at 3 in the morning when she passed.
Hmm. It's a horrible disease.
It is.
Isn't it? And how long did she have to suffer with that?
About 2 years.
Yeah.
It was a lengthy ordeal.
You know, she contributed in her way. She could have started her own PR firm, couldn't she?
Yes, she could have. She was very active.
Like Iron Gate. What was that about?
Iron Gate was a ministry at our church, Trinity Episcopal, that fed the homeless. And so she was very active in that. She took great pride in going down and helping make the sandwiches and the food for the residents or the people who would come in to get a meal.
And also was in the Tulsa Board of Adjustment?
She was.
What are they adjusting when you're on that
Well,
board?
It's a zoning
yeah.
issue. And I know that the mayor at the time said, we need you to keep after, you know, take a look at these, make sure these neighborhoods are not infiltrated by commercial, to separate the two properly because otherwise, we're going to have chaos and fights and all that. So she took that job seriously and did it. I was very proud of her.
I'm sure she faced a lot of pressure, too, because maybe there were developers and so forth who wanted to rezone an area.
Oh, yeah. She called me one day, and she said, are you representing XYZ Company? And I said, actually, I am. And then one client called me one time and said, are you any relation to a Norma Turnbow? And I said, well, it's a distant cousin. I haven't seen her in years. And then I corrected myself. I said, actually, she's my wife. And so we had a lot of fun with it, but she took the job seriously. And I know Susan Savage was very pleased with the job she did.
Oh, she appointed her mm-hmm. to that board, right. The Tulsa Preservation Commission?
She was, yes, she spent a lot of time on that, preserving the old buildings downtown. For years, we were tearing down these historic buildings with no oversight or any of that, and she took great interest in that, in preserving those historic buildings.
Yeah. And the Assistance League, what was that?
The Assistance League collects clothes, and then they sell the clothes and then buy brand new clothes for children who are needy.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That was probably her favorite project.
But then when she was busy in the community at home, she was doing other things. She had several crafts that she became expert at.
She was a knitter. She liked to knit. Yeah, we'd spend many an hour sitting there talking to each other while she would knit away.
She didn't have to think about the knitting, did they? Once they get into that, they don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Jewelry making, even needlepoint?
Needlepoint. She did needlepoint.
Yeah. Yeah. She never met a stranger, Norma. Yeah, and I know you miss her to this very day.